sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Well, good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, the Becky Ivins team. And that's what I do all day, every day. I list property, negotiate contracts, I negotiate repairs and prepare for closings. And we take buyers out and help them find their home. So if you need real estate help, always know you can find me, BeckyIvins.com. And you can call 722-3232. Have a new person on for you today, someone that you've not heard from, but you need to. It has to do with real estate, of course. And I have Eli and Catherine Farrell.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
Good morning. You guys are with Solatube, right?
Yes, that's right. We are the premier dealer for the Oklahoma City area and surrounding areas.
Okay, so do you have one shop or is there more than one shop?
We have one shop here locally, and we do service the 405 area code, and we also go to Lawton, and we'll even go up towards Woodward and places like that as well.
Great, wonderful. Well, if, in case you don't know what a solar tube is, Eli, tell us, what's a solar tube?
It's a tubular skylight that brings natural light into the home.
Okay, so it's like that's exactly what it is. And back way back in the day when solar tube was just kind of getting off the ground, I had a solar tube installed in my house. And it made a huge difference. That tiny, they were just, I think, 10 inches back then.
Right.
And unbelievable how much light a 10-inch tube can bring into your home.
Yes, and Solatube has been in the Oklahoma City area since 1993. So we come across a lot of homes where there's a Solatube that's well over 20 years old in that home, and it's still doing well.
I would have thought I put that in before 1993, but maybe not. Probably not, because it was the people on MacArthur that put it in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it... And what I loved about it at the time is that it did not change the structure of my home.
Right. That's a big benefit for people, is we don't have to make structural modifications when we install it. And it's usually a pretty quick process. So normally we can install one unit in about 2 hours.
Right. It's wow. And that's pretty quick.
Yes.
So, okay. What now... How much light does a solar tube let in? I mean, is that a measurable thing?
The 10-inch, excuse me, the 10-inch solar tube will roughly light a 10-foot by 10-foot area, where the 14-inch solar tube will roughly light a 15 by 15-foot area.
Do you know what's really cool is mine went into a kitchen, and it had the typical kitchen window above the sink, which is just a small window. And there was no other light, natural light coming into the room. Of course, it was a decently lit room. It was the kitchen, so you could turn on a light bulb. But just walking through the house, it was always kind of a dark spot until we put the solar tube in. And the house was kind of dark anyway because it had massive shade trees all
right
around it. So that you kind of need light into your house.
Or yeah, just... especially in a kitchen area. And you just can't beat natural sunlight. It's brilliant. It uplifts your mood. It's it makes everything look different in the room once you add that natural light versus like a fluorescent or a halogen light. So
my kids still make fun of me for this because I would go stand under the light and it would like my own little spotlight. In the house, because it was, I was so thrilled with that. Of course, we've shown homes, many homes with solar tubes over the years. And you keep, especially in bathrooms, you keep reaching for the light switch. As a realtor, you flip light switches off as you go through a house, and
right,
you can't get that light switch flipped off.
Right, yeah.
So now there's a question of, well, can you turn it off?
Yeah, there's an internal dimmer that we can install inside the tubes that runs off a switch, which you can control how much light you can bring in the home. So you can block it off about 95% of the light, or you can have all the amount of light that you want to come in.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. So you got some kind of little damper system going on there?
Yeah, it operates similar to a butterfly's wings. When it's completely folded up, it allows all the light inside. And then you can gradually turn it down to where it blocks off about 95% of the light.
Well, isn't that a romantic little analogy there, the butterfly wings? That's kind of cool. If you have a question about SolarTube, we want you to give us a call at 840-1000, 405-840-1000, and call and ask a question about SolarTube. How long have you guys been in business?
We have owned the company since 2014. We purchased it from some people that owned it before us. So we are actually the third owners of the SolarTube dealership here in Oklahoma City.
Okay. And what do you like best about it?
I think the thing I like best about it is just seeing people's reactions once the installation is complete. See the smile on their face, their eyes light up at how brilliant the light is and just what a difference it makes in their home.
Okay. Well, we've got someone wanting to call.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning, Janice. Janice, do you have a question about the solar tube?
Yes, I've heard about this before, and I've thought about getting one, but I'm concerned about like how it's going to hold up and want to know if there's any issues with leaks.
Good question, because skylights are kind of an issue when we sell houses. Lots of skylight repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me what your official statement is, then I'll tell you my experience.
Okay.
Well, in our experience, solar tubes really don't leak. They're a stamped one-piece flashing. Then the way we mount them to the roof line and seal it in, it should never really leak, where a skylight has multiple pieces to a flashing. We also have double domes now versus single domes. So, you know, we're in our sixth generation of solar tube. So over the years, you know, we went from a single dome to a double dome, which we have the same Miami-Dade hurricane force raining down in Florida now. So they're much stronger, very impact resistant against hail and debris. And then, like I said, once we seal them down, they're pretty much rock solid.
Basically, as long as it's professionally installed by one of our SolarTube certified installers, we can guarantee that it won't leak. And if you did have a problem, we have a 5-year labor warranty on that, and we'll come out and repair it at no charge.
Okay. Now, Janice, let me tell you my experience. My house that I had this installed in, evidently in 1993, still has the same solar tube in it. And now I don't still live there. It's had two other owners since then. But we went and looked at it when it went up on the market, just kind of old time's sake, took the kids, and they brought their spouses to come look where we grew up, you know, and tell their stories. And that same solar tube is still there and still doing its job of bringing light in. So that's a long time for that solar tube to be in there. So that's our experience in it. Do you have another question?
No, that's all I really wanted to know is about the leaking issue. I was concerned about, but it sounds like that's not an issue. So
do you know something? And all the houses that we have sold, and lots of them with solar tubes, and I'm not talking about a dozen houses. I mean, we sell 150 houses a year on average, my little, I always say small but mighty team. And the solar tubes, I've never had a solar tube written up on a repair thing. So leaking doesn't seem to be an issue because we have a lot of skylights written up on repairs. So that's our experience with it. I've got a quick question before we go to break. How do you clean a solar tube?
It really depends on what year the tube was made. A lot of the fixtures have gone through upgrades, so some of them actually twist counterclockwise to remove the fixture to clean it out. Some of them are kind of like what we jokingly refer to as the Tupperware model, because you actually kind of just pull on the lens and it pops off. So it kind of depends on what year it was made. We have our records going back to 1993. So if you were the original customer that purchased it, you can always call in and ask. and we'll be able to look you up in our records and tell you
what type we have and how to clean it. You're talking about the interior lens?
Correct.
Okay. An exterior lens, who's going to climb on a roof and clean a solar tube, right?
Yeah, we don't recommend it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are here with Eli and Catherine Farrell. Am I saying your last
Farrell.
Name? Farrell. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And they are with Solar Tube here in central Oklahoma, and that's a daylighting system to bring natural light into your home. And we're going to return with more right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, and you have the pleasure of listening to our Solar Tube, I guess you would call it your retailers.
Yes, we're the dealer, the premier dealer.
Premier dealer. Are you the only dealer?
We are, except for the Tulsa area. There is a Tulsa Solar Tube dealer as well.
Okay, and premier probably is how you perform within the company, right?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay. Okay, very good. That's kind of like FBI. They're all special agents. No. So, okay. We're talking about solar tubes and kind of we've talked about how they're different than skylights. We do have a caller that wants to ask a question. Let's go to Bill. We've got more than one caller on here, but if you have a question, just call 840-1000 and ask your question. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Vic.
How are you today?
Better than I deserve.
There you go.
I listen to you. I got a quick comment first. I listen to you every Saturday morning as I drive into my no-pay volunteer job.
There you go.
There was one Saturday you weren't on the air.
Oh.
And you had a replacement. Did a fairly good job. But you're setting them up because there's nobody that can replace you.
Oh.
Thing is, it's the people that you have on your show. You don't know who to go to. You know, maybe somebody knows something about that company, but you really don't know. Well, there were some people that came on your show, and I had them out to my house, and they were everything you said they were.
Tell me who they were.
Now, I felt real comfortable with them to find that job. Now, on the solar tubes, I've got a long hallway, no light, and it goes into a utility room. Do I do one big light in the center, or do I do two small ones that, you know, somewhere down that hallway?
That is a great question. Does your utility room have any natural light coming into it?
None at all.
Okay. At all. And your hallway probably has about three bedroom doors and one bathroom door off of it?
Yes.
Okay.
It lays down there, and it's dark, and it, you know, unless you turn on the light.
I've got an opinion on that, but we're going to have Eli answer that. He's the expert.
You're absolutely correct. You would do normally the two 10-inch solar tubes to light the entire hallway. Now, we had some customers will put one in the laundry room to cast light into the hallway as kind of a, you know, way to save money. You know, instead of doing two, they'll do the one in the laundry room. But the preferred method would be the two in the hallway.
And maybe even a more preferred method might be to stick another one in the utility room.
That's all right.
Is that what size solar tubes are those? 10?
10-inch solar tubes.
10-inch? Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. All right, well, thank you very much.
And Bill, I'm going to give you, go ahead and grab you a pencil because I'm about to give you the telephone number to call for these folks so that you don't even have to look it up. Because a lot of people look up solar tube and it's sola tube. So it's SOLATUBE, all one word. Sola tube, one word, SOLATUBE. And their phone number is 405, but it is 703-0480. Or as we say it here in the 405, it's 703-0480.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening, by the way.
Okay. We love you.
Thank you so much. And you know something? When I was gone, do you know where I went? First of all, I went to New York City to film a couple of commercials with Barbara Corcoran. And then there was this cheap flight to and from Paris. So we hopped over to Paris in the middle of our trip and took about a 4-day tour of Paris. And that was sure fun. It was during the demonstration, so it was a little bit different. The
break occasionally.
Yeah.
Don't make a habit of it.
I will not make a habit of it. I plan my trips around Saturday morning. If I'm going to be gone, I leave Saturday afternoon or Sunday, and I'm back by Friday, no matter what. So thank you, Bill. Appreciate you. I appreciate you very much. Don, you know something? You have been hugging on a long time. I'm going to let you on the air and ask your question, but we probably won't have time to answer it until after our break. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Hey, well, thank you for hanging on so long.
Oh, not a problem.
Did you have a question?
Yes, I was curious about what type of... Right now I have a shingle roof, but I'm looking at possibly changing that type of roof, and I was curious if that would affect being able to get a solar tube or not.
That's setting us up for our news break, and we're going to be right back. Please hang on if you can, Don. We'll return with more right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000. Well, welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We are just left Don kind of hanging on about a question for our experts here in studio, and our experts are Eli and Catherine Farrell with Solatube. Good morning, Don. Restate your question. It was something to do with the type of roof, right?
Yes, yes. Right now I've got a shingle roof, but I'm thinking about possibly changing to metal, and I was wondering if that would affect my ability to get a Solatube.
No, it won't. I mean, we can do standing seam roofs, corrugated roofs, all types of shingle roofs. So that really doesn't limit it. Excuse me. Doesn't limit you from having a solar tube. It's just a different installation process that we do. So metal roofs take a little bit longer because we have to seal them up a little bit better. But overall, you can still have a solar tube.
Well, that's a good question. And here's another question for you. And Don, thank you very much for your call. That pretty much answered it, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so you can have most any type of roof and still get a solar tube. Now, here's another kind of follow-up question for that. What if you need to change your shingles while you have a solar tube in there? So what does the roofer take care of redoing the solar tube? Do they what happens?
It really depends on the roofer. Some call us and ask us for help or have questions while they're doing it. Most of them will go ahead and just do it because it's nothing really out of the ordinary. We have over 40,000 in the metro.
Has a flange on it, and you just roof around it like you would any other roof penetration.
Most times we ever find out they're having that done or replacing a flashing is they'll swing by the shop and pick one up.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a good idea. Time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing Company, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the right type of material to put on your roof, do any repairs under those shingles before they put on the roof, actually put the right weight of felt down before the shingles go on there, and handle your insurance claims for you. I had one of my neighbors have a roof redone. And they tore the paper off, but did not. They put the shingles on without anything under it. And I had to go over and say, dude, do you see what's happening on your roof? He wasn't home, so the kids called him, and it was kind of a big deal. But you have to go with a good roofer if you expect good things to happen to a roof. So, Robbins Roofing is 728-3700. They've put lots of roofs on for me, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is daylighting. Daylighting. Now, that's a word we've never had on here before. What is daylighting? Official definition is the illumination of buildings by natural light. We should have that word in our everyday language, daylighting. Everybody loves it. So, do solar tubes help with daylighting? Is that correct?
That's right. Solar Tube is all about daylighting, and that's their main focus of the company, is actually just finding great ways to bring in that natural light, and they found that through their patented solar tube system with their Spectralite Infinity lining of the tube and the domes with the reflectors, and they do everything possible to get as much of that daylight into the home.
See, that's great. Daylighting. I'm going to start using that word. I love that word. We do have another caller with a question. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you for awesome. Calling in. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Good morning, everybody. I'm just curious. Do you sell solar tubes to anyone? Or is it something I can do myself? Or do I have to have somebody else to install it?
No, we definitely sell DIY kits to the public. I mean, if you're really handy and you're comfortable getting on the roof, and you want to swing by the shop and pick one up, we can definitely sell it to you. Most customers find that it can be difficult, you know, doing your first one ever. You know, you definitely want a lot of enough time to do it. You know, we can get one installed in 2 hours, which talking with some other people, they it might take them 6 hours to put in one.
Oh, wow.
Just because it's a first-time learning experience while you do it.
You have to go in the attic, you have to go on the roof, you have to work inside, so you have three different environments to work in to begin with.
Yeah, that would definitely be the opportunity cost for sure to have a solar tube installed for sure.
Well, and that way you get the labor warranty, which I think you guys have quite a long labor warranty.
We have a 5-year labor warranty, and then solar tube provides a 10-year manufacturer's warranty on the system itself.
That's just an unheard of warranty, actually. I mean, if you can get a 1-year labor warranty on anything, you're doing good. You guys have 5.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's great. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for your question.
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all taking the call and answering my questions.
Okay.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You
thank
too.
You.
Listen, I have a question for you. How much does a solar tube cost installed?
Well, it kind of depends on which system you're getting, the 10-inch or the 14, and then the main part of the cost is the length of the tube. So we're looking at where your ceiling starts and where your roof ends, and we have to bridge that gap with the tubing. And so it just depends, you know, how much tubing we need, what fixtures you choose. There's all different kinds of accessories you can add on. But we do want to mention that this first 3 months of 2019, Solar Tube's offering 2018 pricing for the first quarter of 2019. So this is a great time to save.
There's also, I think, an incentive, tax incentive on
yes,
this.
Yes. For 2019, there's actually a 30% federal tax credit, and that applies to solar tubes that have the solar-powered electric nightlight installed in them, which most people opt for because then you get the tax credit. So you're getting the daylight during the day, and then at night you have kind of a soft glow of an LED nightlight to kind of especially good for hallways. You know, at night, if you have to get up in the middle of the night and walk down the hall, that light is just enough to get you down that hallway without tripping over something or running into the wall. But it's not so bright that it's going to, you know, make you wake up for the rest of the night. So it's a great thing. And that 30% federal tax credit is a great way to save this year.
Wow. Somehow, I think I hear about reflective tubes and sun coming in. And it doesn't scream energy efficiency. So talk to me about energy efficiency.
Well, the newer tubes that we install, they, like I said, we have double domes. So we prevent basically hot air and air moving from in between the tube and the attic. There's 3 layers of the way the fixture seals on the ceiling. So we have a high energy efficiency rating. So there's not a lot of air movement or anything like that. It's a okay. pretty self-sealed system.
Well, that's terrific. And for the typical project, you're saying that it usually you can install it in a day?
Yeah, roughly about 2 hours per tube. So obviously, depending on how many you want to install, it might be a larger project. But most customers, it's you know, a day's worth of work.
So that's not too long.
Right. We're not in your home for very long. And, you know, we don't take over your house for 3 weeks like some, you know, projects take. It's just a couple of hours per unit. So if you wanted 2 or 3 units, we We may be there 4 to 6 hours, or depending if it's a difficult situation, a difficult installation, it might take a little bit longer, but normally it's about half a day that you would have to be home for us to come in and do the work.
How messy is it?
We lay drop cloths. We clean up after ourselves pretty well. But we use mainly hand tools on the inside and our power tools on the roof, so it's very clean.
Okay. So it brings in light, but what if someone wants to block out the light during the day? Maybe you've got somebody that's homesick or something like that. Can you – you can't, like, turn it off.
Well, we have the dimmer systems, like we discussed earlier. They're the most popular for, like, movie rooms, like up in Edmond, where you have those large homes. We'll do quite a few dimmers up there just so people can actually go in and block the light out to watch a movie during the day.
Okay.
And the dimmers are electric powered, so you actually have a switch on your wall, like a light switch, and you can control it right there from the wall. So it's nothing that you have to, like, reach up to the tube or do anything like that. You just flip the switch and you can close it off.
Now, how about, you know, you talk about solar powered lights, but how about, can you put a regular light in there in the event someone wants at nighttime to have a brighter light?
Yeah, we have a internal light kit. I mean, basically it's real similar to a light fixture, but it's kind of two for one. Basically, we can remove the old light fixture, install the tube in that location, so you only have like one hole in the ceiling, and then hook up the light kit to the existing power. And then during the day you have natural light, and at night you have a lighting source.
And how about if someone has a skylight now and the solar tube sounds like it's a lot better idea for them? So do you ever replace a skylight with a solar tube?
We have in the past. It's a little more work encompassed because you've got to fix the roof to put a new solar tube in, and then there's some internal work with drywall, 2x4s, you know, to get the fixture to mount in the ceiling. But it is possible.
But do you ever replace skylights? Like maybe it's leaking and we have bad
yes.
skylights?
We also do offer traditional skylights through our company. And so if you have a skylight that has a leak or it needs to be repaired or replaced, we have a couple of skylight companies that we work with, manufacturers. And so we're able to retrofit that skylight to a new skylight for
okay.
you.
Well, that's so you're just all about daylighting.
Yes, all about the natural light daylighting in your home.
Okay, that is terrific. We are here, and stay tuned because we have got a little more information for you about SolarTube and how it works and what it costs and that kind of thing. And we'll return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins. You're also listening to Eli and Catherine Farrell, who are with SolarTube. If you have a question about SolarTube or real estate, just give us a call at 840-1000. In my office at 722-3232. The next person to call in with a question we'll get also a free lunch at Casa Perico Mexican Grill. Okay, we have Cynthia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, do you have a question for us?
Well, actually, I just turned you on and you're talking about a solar tube, which I have. So I thought I would throw in my two cents. I love it. It's in my laundry room, come from the garage, laundry room into a hallway and then into the house. So it was completely dark all the time and I hated it. So when we bought the house 12 years ago, the first thing I did is look for some way to add light in there. And we had had a handyman in a home in Memphis put one in a bathroom that we had and I enjoyed it, but it wasn't very bright. But I thought that was as good as it gets. So when I came here, I didn't have a handyman, so I looked around at those products, found SolarTube, and called them. Theirs is so much brighter. It is like having a window up there. I never even think about it. I have had a tornado go through. I've had the roof repaired, replaced. and I never even think of that solar tube. It is just part of the house. I would highly recommend that it's very bright. Enjoy it completely.
Well, Cynthia, that's the perfect location to bring daylight into your home. Our word of the day was daylighting. So you did some daylighting in your utility room. Isn't that terrific?
Yes. Okay. And like I said, even on a cloudy day like today, it's light enough in there that I don't need to flip on a switch. I never flip the light on in the daytime. Never. Because it's light enough. And there's no light that gets in that
And there's nothing like real daylight.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. And this is so much brighter that what the handyman had done is gone down to Lowe's and bought one.
Oh.
And it was not as bright as the solar tube. So if you're thinking about going down and buying one that they're the same, they are not. It's like a 25-watt bulb to a 100-watt bulb.
Wow.
That is the difference between the handyman type and the solar tube.
Did we pay you to call in?
It's so different. That I don't think you would think about that. You'd think it's all the same, but it's not.
Yeah, so that's a great testimony, Cynthia. Thank you. And we're going to enjoy sending you the certificate for your free lunch to Casa Perico.
Oh, but I thought you said it was a question, and I didn't have a question.
That's okay. You've had a great testimony. I've got more than one certificate in my purse. So, Ann, hang on, and we'll get you one, too, and you're with yours. But tell me, you know, you talk about utility rooms and bathrooms, and somehow ventilation comes to my mind. So is there a solution for ventilation?
Yes, we do have a solar tube that has a built-in vent kit with it that we can install. And so you're basically getting the solar tube plus you're getting that ventilation for the bathroom in the same unit. So you'll have a switch on your wall that you can turn on the fan as well. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't realize they sold something similar to this at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yes, at your big box home improvement stores, there are knockoffs to Solitube. There are tubular daylighting systems just like Solitube, but the materials, there's a huge difference in the quality of the materials. And also the lining of the tube is patented by Solitube, and so no one can copy that. So that's where the real brightness comes in and the reflective tubing that we use.
Well, and yours has like two or three layers of something to keep the heat, the hot and cold transfer of air, right?
Correct.
So, okay, great question. Good morning, Ann.
Morning.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm well today. Are you all good?
I'm terrific today. I think we all are.
Becky. I have a question and a comment. I guess I'll do my comment first. I agree totally with Cynthia. I've had two solar tubes in my house since mid-90s, and one is in a long, long hall, and the other was in an entryway that wasn't anywhere near daylighting, as we're saying today. And, oh, my goodness, what a blessing. How wonderful. I never turn on the light in the hall when I'm home, and the same for the entryway. They're fantastic, fantastic. Never had a problem either. And I've had a roof replaced once or twice also. So anyhow, that's my testimony. But I would like to know, are you guys going to be at the Home and Garden Show that we can maybe see a sample?
Yes, we're actually at the OKC Remodeling Expo this weekend downtown at the Cox Center. And then we're also going to be at the Home and Garden Show at the State Fairgrounds next weekend.
Oh, great.
Right. And then, in fact, we've got the Tiny House people coming to be on our show next week from the Home and Garden Show.
Oh.
So they're going to be our guests next week. And what a... I'm glad you brought that up, Ann, because I almost forgot to mention that. So we're going to have a national, celebrity guest on next week, and who could not do a better job than our local celebrity guest here today. So, so Ann, we've got you a certificate for a free lunch at Casa Perico's as well. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I have received one of your free lunches before. Fantastic. We're thinking about having our ladies group meet there after after sampling their good food.
Very good. Well, tell them that you heard about it on the radio.
I will do
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ann.
Thank you so much.
So is there anything? Oh, cost. I'm thinking skylights are several thousand dollars. So right. what is the cost of one of these installed? I'm sure there's a range because there's two sizes,
right?
And it depends a great deal on the length between the ceiling height and how long that tube has to be,
correct,
to get to the roof. So my house has an enormously tall roof, so mine would cost a lot, but probably not upstairs.
Right.
Upstairs,
right.
It would be a shorter distance, right?
Right.
And we've got an interior bathroom upstairs, so that might be a good thing for us.
Right. Solitube, you know, the smaller ones, we start around $700 installed. That's with our installation. If you were to just pick up a DIY kit and you wanted to try to install it yourself, that's more around $450. And just, you know, it's good to remember that installing a brand new skylight requires a lot more work. And so you've got drywall, you've got framing, you've got extra roofing work. And so a Solitube ends up being about a third of the cost of putting a brand new skylight in your home.
My experience is it's way less than that because most of the time it's a lot. I want to spell Solitube so you guys can Google and find these fine folks. It is Solatube. One word. It's not solar. It's sola tube, Solatube. Their phone number is 703-0480, 703-0480. To contact me this week, give me a call, 722-3232. If you're thinking about putting your house on the market, now is the time. Give us a call at Becky Ivins' team, 722-3232. Thank you for tuning in. We've got two experts on tiny homes coming in next week. So tune in because tiny homes, it may not have to be a micro tiny. It may be a macro tiny for you. We'll see you next week right here on KTOK.